following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Motor City Monday on the Huge Show across Michigan, presented by your Detroit Tigers. Make sure you text Tigers to 21,000 for your chance to win a pair of tickets each and every week through the end of May. Just text Tigers to 21,000 one time, and you'll be in the weekly drawings through May. And also, if you want to save 15% on select game tickets in April and May, go to tigers.com/huge show. That's tigers.com/huge show. It is a Motor City Monday, presented by the Detroit Tigers on the Michigan Sports Network.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843. Now, the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time for another hour on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show, 19 stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. There you can listen to the free stream weekdays at 3. And on the iHeart app, search The Huge Show, and you can listen anywhere in the world where you get mobile service. Inside this hour, Mike Kimber, Micro Mike on Twitter, Chat Sports on YouTube, part of Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite. He'll join us. We'll get his thoughts on one of the best NFL weekends ever in the city of Detroit, state of Michigan. Lions franchise, Lions Nation is not a negative. I thought the draft was strong. It's obvious that their offseason has been focused on defense. Defense, defense, defense. New coaches, new D linemen. You have provided now your first and second string corners. You're that deep at corner. If you're the Lions, an amazing journey that's not over. I think they're building a dynasty. On paper, best team in the NFL right now. Oh, they're a fluke, really? And I'm telling you, these Bears fans who are coming at me on Facebook and Twitter talking about that now they're set to move in front of the Lions in the NFC North, you're killing me. You're killing me, Smalls. Oh, Caleb Williams is the savior, really? Okay. Caleb Bust Williams. Oh, we got DJ, we got Keenan, we got Adunze. Okay. You have a rookie quarterback. Oh, he's going to do what CJ Stroud did last year. Yeah, good luck. Mike Kimber in studio with us. A lot to talk about. What a weekend it was. I know Thursday you were up at Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite, Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub watch party. The draft didn't provide any surprises in that first round. We talked about it last week that we thought they would trade up and get their guy, and that's what they did.
They traded up. They got their guy in the first round, getting Terrion Arnold. At 24 is an absolute and utter steal. He was the number one cornerback on the board. 5 interceptions, 12 pass defense. This guy is 6 foot tall. He's going to fight. He's going to scrap on the line of scrimmage. Good against the wide receivers. He never backs down. We got a certified number one cornerback for the next 10 to 15 years. Fantastic, fantastic pick for the Detroit Lions. Aggressive move by going up from 29 to 24 as the draft was piling out of just offensive players for the first 14, 15 picks. Lions pounce, got themselves a stud on the back end of this defense.
Well, you look at the improvements on defense, new D-line coach, new DB coach, Robertson and Carlton Davis that they picked up in free agency, Rakestraw, which we'll get to the second round selection at pick 61 in a moment, Arnold. There's your depth at corner. When was the last time Lions had depth, quality depth at cornerback?
It's been a long time. We're talking 2014.
I got my calendar on the iPhone. Yeah, never.
100%. Look, this defense has needed a revamp in the secondary. It needed depth there. It needed starters. It needed playmakers. I know a lot of people are upset that we doubled up at corner. You should not be. This was the worst position on this football team for many years. Now we made a weakness a strength. And we got players that can play right now, as well as the future of this football team. Great move by Brad Holmes to get two of the most physical cornerbacks in rounds one and two. Outstanding job. Love the draft.
Jam them at the line of scrimmage. Don't let them get off. Mix in blitzes, all these different things. It's just phenomenal. And the culture and where they're going. And really, they've addressed everything they need on defense. Maybe a safety will come after they sort out the money that will go to this rookie class. And linebacker, obviously, they're set. Doesn't seem to be any movement there. D-line, DJ Reader, Davenport, right?
Right.
You get Mingo, who I think is, again, a low-round steal for this team, who can provide quickness, leadership. Again, a culture guy. And we talked about the secondary. And maybe give me one safety in the mix. I mean, this really tells you that, you know, Branch is back there. So maybe one more solid safety and they're good to go on D.
Absolutely good to go. And they drafted a guy who did play safety as well, Sion Vaki, who's going to be a running back and a special teams guy as well. So he's a multi-dimensional player. In a pinch, they could throw him back there. But this whole DB room, this defense, is so much improved. I know last year we're watching the game, Cam Sutton giving up 170 yards a game, 150 yards a game. All these yards, Kendall Vildor dropping the interception, bouncing off the helmet, straight touchdown.
Mm.
We had Kendall Vildor as our starting cornerback last year, number two. He may not
in
make
the playoffs,
team now.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs. And now he may not even make the team. That's how much better the improvement at the secondary is. Huge. Huge. And look, these guys, they're going to make rookie mistakes this year, right? But by the end of the season, when it comes to Tyrion Arnold and Ennis Rackstraw, these guys are going to be good to go and making big-time plays in the playoffs.
You know, the one thing I really like about Brad Holmes and Mike Kimber, Micro Mike Chat Sports YouTube, also Mike is part of Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite, joining us in studio here on the Huge Show across Michigan. That Brad Holmes, since he took over as GM, has done nothing but upgrade every available job in the front office, the coaching staff, and on this team. It's phenomenal to watch that man at work.
He is a master of development and finding talent for this football team.
Not only on
coaches,
the field, but off the field.
Coaches, scouts. Remember, he's got the scouts with him. They're the ones that helping him out. Spielman helping him out. You know, Dan Campbell and him are collaborating.
Dorsey came over from Cleveland, right?
They literally made a Avengers team from coaching all
dynasty.
The way down. A dynasty.
They just got to win Super Bowls now, win more than one, and they're a dynasty.
They very well could be.
They are. They're on paper, and I saw some latest list. On paper, they're a top two team in the NFL right now. And some say, well, you got to go out and show it. You led San Francisco by 17 out west last year in the NFC Championship game. And look how much better you are since that game. Right now, on this roster, coaches and players.
You said they got to wait till they're on the field. Well, we're not on the field right now. It's the offseason. It's about acquiring the talent. Brad Holmes turned every rock to give this coaching staff the best roster in 2024 that he can. That's his job, and that's all you can do in the offseason. And of course, it is definitely up to the players and the coaches to provide that on the field. But what makes you believe they can't? They did everything last year to show you that players fight to the last second. They're being aggressive. You know, the players whom they've drafted have been big-time cornerstone of this football team, whether it be a Penei Sewell or a Amon-Ra St. Brown. This team is ready to roll. This roster is a really good roster. I agree with you. I think it's the number one roster in the NFL.
So what's holding them back right now from being that dynasty and winning my projected two Super Bowls in the next 5 years? What's holding them back right now? What do you think, Michael?
Maybe a pass rusher. That's really it. When you're looking at talent.
You got Aiden on one side.
Yeah, you got Aiden on one side, and that's really about it.
Well, what team is blessed to have two edges? No, two edges who are all pro-like.
No team is a perfect roster. And you could look at any roster. You could look at the Baltimore Ravens, San Francisco 49ers.
So you got Aiden McNeil, Reader, DJ. Davenport, we'll see with the injuries how much he can give them. So they're missing a stud opposite side Hutch and from being a team that literally could win, get to Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
And this is after the draft.
Stay healthy, though, too.
And this is the end of April. They still have ways to upgrade roster if they'd like to. There's going to be players that are cut from teams. You could do that. You could do a trade if you wanted to continue to build the
roster. Salary cap casualties.
Salary cap casualties. And the Lions got still seven draft picks in 2025. Even though they traded quite a bit, they had a lot of draft picks from the next year, so they could afford to trade that away. Lions roster's right there.
It is.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and what they did on the field, they were in the Final Four in the NFL, if we can, you know, go there. And since that point, upgrades at defensive line coach, Reeder and Davenport added to the D-line right now, along with Mingo from LSU, who was a stud, culture guy, leader, wears number 18, which you have to earn if you play at LSU. Linebackers, they're set. And then the corners, Rakestraw, Arnold, Robertson, and Carlton Davis all added in this offseason. And you got Branch at one safety, so you're missing, you know, and with this money you talked about, there's two things I think that they need to go after. And it would be possibly that another edge rusher, one more quality safety. And maybe we'll see with Isaiah Williams, the undrafted free agent out of Illinois, they gave big money.
Yes.
About as big as you're going to get as an undrafted free agent. If he can become that receiver that they need, somebody possession, he has wheels. He could be a kick returner now in the new XFL-like kickoff and kick return rules. Yeah, just there's a few pieces remaining, Michael, and we're talking about the best team in the NFL.
That's amazing. Mm. And like you said, the undrafted Isaiah Williams, 5'10", a guy has a great
route
tree.
He's not that tall guy, though.
He's not tall.
They're missing that 6'3 receiver they could use, right?
Correct. They're missing that bigger receiver. But this guy is really good. He can actually make the team. This guy is an extremely good route runner. He's got great hands. Not the fastest guy in the world, but he gets open and make plays. So that is a player whom they got as an undrafted who can come in here and help out the team this year. Antoine Green and him are going to compete for that final spot. And how about Christian Mahogany in the sixth round?
Steal.
I think it's the biggest steal of the draft. I had a late two, early three grade for Mahogany. This guy is going to come in here. He's immediately going to be the backup guard for this football team. And when Zeitler leaves, he's going to be the guard of the future. This guy is a very talented guard. They got tackle. They got an offensive guard. So if there's going to be issues when it comes to injury this year, you have a tackle that could step in and help out. And you got a guard that can come in and immediately be a boost for this offensive line. Last year, we worried about issues with the offensive line. If there's injuries, I'm less concerned this year than I was in many different years.
Yeah, Manu, the Giovanni Manu, the British Columbia college player, that's a project. So I agree with you. Mahogany comes in right away, and he's back up with Skipper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Skipper at tackle, Mahogany at guard. Maybe the UCLA undrafted free agent ends up jumping in as a backup center. So they're just pushing the right buttons. That's what they're doing. I mean, Holmes is just... Look at what, you know, next level now. And I always wondered when that gut punch game was over against the Niners. I wondered, are we going to hear the, oh, we're still a couple years away. We're not there yet. Expectations are, no. That showed them that they're ready. They're ready to become a world champion in Detroit.
You know what really showed that they are ready to win this year is the aggressiveness in the last draft. Five trades out of the six picks. Can you imagine that the five picks that we got out of six were trade-up scenarios? They fully believe we're ready to compete right now. You don't do this unless you feel like this roster is ready to take it to the next level, to get to that Super Bowl. And Brad Holmes, he did a lot of wheeling and dealing, got the players that we needed. This roster is ready.
Just stay away from major injuries. And again, correct, those are things you can't control in the NFL. Losing Goff would be horrific, but you know, they held on to Hooker. They didn't trade him. He's sitting there as a as an athletic backup, right? Like I said, tall receiver, another edge rusher, but, you know, and we're watching guys, okay, that help the Lions get towards credibility and even get there. But you're wondering, you know, the Vildors, the Houstons, are these guys even going to be part of this roster?
Yeah,
Levi, I think right. I mean, there's
it's
guys.
Be difficult.
It
yeah.
is going to be because I kind of look at this draft and I say, who do you cut from this draft? I don't know if you cut anybody.
I don't think you cut anybody from this draft, but Levi and Muzurike,
yeah.
that could be an individual who doesn't make the 53.
Houston could be in trouble, right?
Possibly. I think he'll still be on the team just because
pass rush, third down. Right. Yeah.
But if you're looking at like the Kendall Vildor, you're looking at Levi and Muzurike. These are the players that potentially could get cut. That means your roster is really good. These guys are they're not the best players in the world, but they're not bad as a backup. So that means your depth is extremely well done. When you have all the players that they got that it has depth right now for this football team, and players you're cutting were actually part of the Lions roster, big plays for the Lions down the stretch, and they potentially could be cut. Good roster, Brad Holmes, phenomenal.
Yeah, the backside, like we said, just a. You know, the key will be, you know, you got Joseph and, you know, Branch obviously is day one of the starters. I saw immediately Terron Arnold is listed on the depth chart by CBS as a starter. That's obvious, right? With Davis, look how good that is. Oh, my God. With Rakestraw and Robertson as their backups. You know, Melifonwu, they have backing up Branch, and they have Brandon Joseph and Kirby Joseph. Pick up a safety, right? That would be because, Branch and another stud would be unbelievable. Linebackers, Campbell, Anzalone, Derek Barnes. How good is that?
That's great. That
DJ,
is great.
DJ Reader, McNeil, Davenport, and Hutch on the D-line. With your backups right now, Kaminsky in the mix, I think that's going to be Mingo will move up. Broderick Martin, Pascal, I think a lot. There are that five or six names that we start thinking about when you look at Vildor, when you look at Pascal, when you look at Broderick Martin, even the Kaminskys. I think he'll be there as depth rotation. But there are some dudes, like, and Holmes said it, you got to compete. These OTAs, this offseason is going to be big for a lot of guys that were on that roster last year for the Lions.
Look, we have to compete. Every player needs to compete for that roster spot. What I really like about this organization, they don't favor veterans over other players. If a player is doing really good, they're going to play starter, i.e. Malcolm Rodriguez a couple years ago, sixth-round pick you've seen on Hard Knocks, and they put him in that position. They will do that with the draft picks. So if you're a veteran player, your spot is not guaranteed to be a starter or even to be on this roster. John Kaminsky, you got to worry a little bit, right? He didn't perform as well as we wanted him to.
You mentioned Levi. You mentioned Pascal, Vildor, Malifonwu. You got guys that are going to have to bring it during this offseason just to make the roster.
And that's a great problem to have.
You've added four cornerbacks. Four.
Two back-to-back.
Four. And between the draft and Davis and Robertson and free agency. And again, Reader, Davenport on the D-line. New D-line coach. New DB coach.
I smell a lot of turnovers that's going to be happening from this secondary.
Two Super Bowls in 5 years. Hank Hayes drops a text on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. Huge, I agree with you. I'm going to upgrade. I think they're going to win three Super Bowls in 7 years. P.S., I'm not hammered. That's Hammer and Hank Hayes in Rockford, Michigan. This is the projected now post-draft offense for the Lions. God, it's good. Jared Goff, Hooker the backup, Montgomery, Gibbs, Reynolds in that mix, St. Brown, J-Mo, Laporta, Brock Wright, Decker, Glasgow, Ragnow, Zeitler, and Sewell, your O-line. Backups in the mix. The Christian Mahogany you mentioned. Skipper that we talked about. Yeah, your backups need. That's why Mahogany was a great
Great pick.
I mean, just it's an instant with Skipper. You got a backup tackle. You got a backup guard, right?
100%.
Yeah, I love that. So there you go. That's a pretty good looking team, man. And the wide receivers, you know, your top four right now, and it's not bad. Obviously, understatement. St. Brown, who just got paid. J-Mo, who really came on at the end of last season. Raymond needs to stay healthy. And then Donovan Peoples-Jones. He has had a lot of accolades during this offseason. Can he be more of a contributor? And I still would feel comfortable with the stud three receiver. That's
100%
would be a 6'3 possession type guy that can go up and get it.
That's all the holes that we got, though. Isn't that crazy to think that that's talking about a number three and maybe a number four safety or just a veteran presence out
there?
And
an edge rusher.
Maybe an edge rusher, yeah.
But you can't go get everybody who can do everything at every position, but look how close they are, because you got Laporta at tight end, one of the best in the game already, right? And when I look at that line and I think where it was, and it's Decker, Glasgow, Ragnow, Zeitler, who came in for the Ravens, with Penei, who got paid, and your backups will be Mahogany at either guard position and Skipper at either tackle.
Great roster. Question is, do you consider this roster better than last year's roster?
Yes.
I think a lot of people say absolutely.
Oh, my God. I think it's, okay, let's just do the math on who's better than what you had last year. Arnold, Terrion Arnold, better than what you had last year at corner.
Yes.
Rakestraw, better than what you had last year at corner.
Yes.
That's two. Carlton Davis, better than what you had last year at corner.
Yes.
That's three. Robertson, better than what you had last year at corner. That's four. DJ Reader, better than what you had at his position on D-line. Yes. Davenport, better than what you had at left defensive end. Well, that's six. Six on defense.
Just on defense
Just
alone.
On defense. Just on defense, six who are better. And in all in need positions outside of the left defensive end. Offensively, you didn't need to add a lot.
Nope.
Outside of depth, but you added Zeitler, right?
Yes.
You added Zeitler, right, with no Jonah Jackson. And you have Skipper and now Mahogany, a graded second, third rounder on your list. Most said, you know, late second to early fourth, they get him. As a steal, as a backup out of Boston College. Yeah, give me somewhere between salary cap casualties and the start of training camp, give me a 6'3 receiver who's money, sure-handed, who can get down the field and go get it on a throw. That's it. Now, they're saying
amazing.
Donovan Peoples-Jones, but you haven't seen him as a great receiver since, college, right?
It's been a little bit. You know, he went to Cleveland with Baker Mayfield. Obviously, their offense was all right when Baker was there. I think that Jared Goff is a better quarterback, so he'll have more ample opportunity to get the football. And if you look how he was operating with Jared Goff by the end of the year, he's actually catching everything. Is he the number three? Probably not. You'd probably want to get another player, but good depth piece to have and contest the catch, and obviously he's a deep ball guy. So,
and Raymond is kind of similar to St. Brown, just a lesser version, right?
A lesser version, a little speedier, right?
He
can return as well, and he can go the deep pass.
Yeah, they don't, you know, that year. But Williams comes in, the undrafted free agent from Illinois. He's only 5'10", right? So, but again, he could be, you know, is he a guy where you start to do the salary cap math, a year from now, what are you looking at? If you're home, same thing with Rakestraw. Do you take Davis for 1 year and help you win games? And Rakestraw and Arnold are your corners of the future, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so there's options here. There really are. And when you go through this roster right now, and how much better they are, the Lions, as a team, than the team that led the Niners by 17 in San Francisco, you have to be excited. And you know what? The excitement was there, and that's why there was over 700,000, an NFL record in terms of attendance for any draft in the history of the league. That's why there was a buzz. There were only two arrests. It was a perfect extended weekend. And the city of Detroit, the state of Michigan, the Lions franchise, the players, and the Lions fan base all showed America what we're all about.
Absolutely. And it is good for the NFL to finally throw some love towards Detroit's way. Last year, we started out the season with Kansas City. They realize that this team's good. They go to the draft this year, and you just see, breaking all records, the sea of Honolulu blue. It was a great environment. It was great to visually for the NFL to watch all these fans out there chanting and have a good time. Detroit's on the map, and this city, the state, had been waiting for a team to be extremely good and talented the way they are right now.
Mike Kimber, Micro Mike Chat Sports. On YouTube, also part of Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite. They were at our good friends, the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort and the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub for their draft night watch party. We were down at the 313 Bash at the Caucus Club with David Gregory, the NFL PA certified agent, and had a ton of people. Lomas Brown stopped by, and our party was just rocking. People loved. Just like the roar for the Arnold pick at the party when they traded up. They're like, I'm like, this is what we talked about all week.
Yes.
Like, we did, and we said they're going to go do it. They know what I really appreciate from Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell and even Sheila Hamp and the entire front office, Dorsey, Spillman, and Moore, that they're the first group running the Lions that they know where they need to improve.
Absolutely, and they're not afraid to completely revamp the secondary and make it from a weakness into a strength by doubling up with Rakestraw and Arnold. So I thought that was amazing. And like you said, got it right there. We said they're going to trade up and target Tarian Arnold from Alabama, number one corner, guy gets turnovers, and they did exactly what we thought they were going to do. Isn't that just amazing?
Yeah, and they waited. I think once Mitchell went off the board, they got nervous that Arnold was going to go next, and they made sure they went up and got him. Mike's with us for another segment. You have a Lions NFL comment or question at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opt in on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000. Speaking of texting, if you want to get in on the weekly drawings where you could win Tigers tickets via text through the end of May, just text Tigers to 21,000. We'll have weekly drawings. You'll be notified via text. If you're a winner, just text Tigers to 21,000. And if you're looking for Tigers tickets for select games through the end of May, you can save 15% on every ticket purchased when you go to tigers.com/Huge Show. That's tigers.com/Huge Show. I mentioned NFL agent David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports, sports representation company based in West Michigan. They do want to salute a couple of their clients. Tavion McCarthy, DB out of Mercer, played at Northern Michigan, invited to the Eagles rookie mini camp. He had the highest vertical, 44 inches of all athletes in the NFL draft 2024. Already carries himself like a pro per his coaches, has make it written all over him. He will be in the Eagles camp. He is Philly bound. Also, one note from Bull Rush Sports. Congratulations to David's client Cole Spencer out of Texas Tech, Western Kentucky, on joining the Tennessee Titans as a priority free agent. O-line coaching legend Bill Callahan is getting a good one. Cole Spencer out of Texas Tech and Western Kentucky, and a client of David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports. He goes as a priority free agent, which means you get some money like Isaiah Williams was at the Lions, and good for him. Hard work does pay off. NFL draft attendance numbers. 775,000 in Detroit. A year ago in Kansas City, 312,000. Year before in Vegas, 300,000. 2 years with COVID, didn't happen in terms of fans. 2018 in Dallas, 200,000. Philly, 2017, 250,000. And the closest one, Chicago in 2016, 225,000. Nashville, 600,000. But like I mentioned, 2024 in downtown Detroit, Mike Kimber, 775,000. $50,000.
That's the pride. That's the fan base that has been waiting for a team like we have right now in this regime to take the city to a Super Bowl. They're excited. The fan base knows what's going on here. This team has got the momentum. Love what is happening with this whole regime and the fans, golly, just like last year, showing out at every stadium in away games, being home, completely sold out at home. They showed out again for the draft and show the world that the Lions are legit and real.
One thing about this draft that I noticed as it went on, through the end, all the way to the final pick where Mr. Irrelevant came from Alabama, it shows the power of, not the Power Five, but the Big Three conferences. And what you're getting right now is a result of all the hard work that kids now are going through when they're training, when they're in sixth, seventh, eighth grade. You're seeing a depth of talent unlike you've ever seen in the NFL. Plus, you throw in some of these COVID years where guys are more mature. They've worked out more. They got an extra year or two out of school. I think that was why you didn't see a lot of small college players get drafted this year like you've seen in the past. Think about that when you look at the top three conferences, and it was all about the SEC with 73 drafted players, Big Ten with 69 drafted players, and the ACC with 50, and the Big 12 with only 25.
That just shows you where the NFL scouts, GMs, knows where the legit talent is at.
It's the off season, Mike. I'm telling you, I was just at that Under Armour Next weekend down in Canton, and what these kids are doing. I saw an eighth grader rolling in from Columbus. I said he's a future Chase Young, eighth grader. These kids are training more. They are more big time college football and NFL ready than ever before, and that depth showed. Again, how many small school names did you see pop up? There were very few in that draft this weekend in
Detroit.
Very few.
There's a lot of the big names, Michigan, Alabama, the LSU, those are the teams that were definitely
you want NFL-ready players.
Yep.
Coaches don't have 4 years to build something.
No, you don't have 4 years to build something.
Holmes had what? Was it 2.5 seasons?
I would say 2.5 seasons. Same with Dan Campbell. I mean, after they started that 1-6, a lot of people were saying it's time to get rid of Dan Campbell. And that was quickly right after the rebuild.
Well, that's why after they won and they ended Rodgers' season the year before last in Green Bay, this was a go year. I wasn't buying wait around or they're going to be good in 2 years. Now they're being built for multiple Super Bowls. Mike Kimber, Micro Mike Chat Sports YouTube, look him up. Also part of Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite, joining us in studio talking about the Lions and the NFL draft. You have comments or questions? Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. Just text Huge to 21,000.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Hey, Tigers fans, a new baseball season means a new season on Michigan's favorite island destination, Mackinac Island. Baseball, spring, and Mackinac Island. Things that return every year, reminding us what a great state we live in. Shake off the winter blahs. Take in a game and plan your trip to America's top summer destination, MackinacIsland.org. In case you weren't convinced by the finish last year, Tarek Skubal's start to 2024 has helped make it clear. Skubal is one of the most dominant pitchers in the game right now. Skubal shut out the Royals on 3 hits through 7 innings on Sunday. In his last 11 starts back to last September, Skubal has worked 67 innings, allowed just 35 hits, 10 walks, 82 strikeouts. Skubal puts opponents on the defensive right from the start by filling up the strike zone with his upper 90s fastball, mixed artfully with one of the best changeups in the game. His feel for how to attack a lineup is incredible. Tarek Skubal is really pitching right now, and what we're watching is special.
Huge here for my good friend Matt Golden. He is the CEO and GM at the beautiful Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids and close to everybody listening across the state. Tullymore is open for business. You can book a stay-and-play package. You can book a tee time. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. Also, if you have a business where you want to mix some business with some golf, great food, and beverages, You can book that event today at TullymoreGolf.com. Simple to get to, less than an hour north of GR. So if you're in the West Michigan area and you want to go up and play both Tullymore and St. Ives and have some food in between, you can do it. Book that tee time at TullymoreGolf.com. They offer real estate options where you could have a second home or live at Tullymore year-round. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. Tullymore is less than an hour north of GR in Canadian Lakes, Michigan.
Friday, July 26th at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. The Offspring.
Pretty fly for what?
Same show, same night. Simple plan. I'm just a kid. Plus special guest Hooba Stank. Part of the Soaring Eagle Summer Outdoor Concert Series. Tickets as low as $26 and on sale now at the Soaring Eagle box office or online at etix.com. Party hard, rock harder. The Offspring, Simple Plan, and Hooba Stank. July 26th, showtime 7 p.m. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on The Huge Show across Michigan, 19 radio stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Mike Kimber, Micro Mike, Chat Sports on YouTube. He follows the Lions, the NFL, also part of Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite in studio. Here for a final quick segment. The schedule release on actual dates, primetime games and stuff, supposed to happen. They're projecting a week from Thursday night. I was looking at the Lions home and away games, which were announced a long time ago, and I'm trying to figure out their season opener. And I don't think are they going to put them on the road and have a Sunday night or Monday night game? Thursday night is going to be the Chiefs and whoever they play in the season opener that the Lions were in last year. But Lions do have a game at the Niners again, a rematch game on Sunday night football or Monday night football to start the season would be interesting.
You know, I'm all about starting the season at home, but I got to say, I want that revenge game with the 49ers.
Awesome.
That has to be the first game for the Detroit Lions. Let's go up to San Francisco and beat them like we should have in the playoffs. Get that revenge factor. That would be great.
Yeah, I was thinking if it's going to be home for that first weekend in prime time, Sunday or Monday. I think Monday they normally do two games, right? If not a triple header, double header on that Monday. They got the Bills on the home schedule away from Bears. You could get someone like the Bears with a rookie quarterback in a big market in Chicago, number three. At home, they also have, obviously, the Packers, Vikings, Christian McCaffrey coming home, right? The former Michigan quarterback. They get Jacksonville at home, Trevor Lawrence, even though they've been underachieving. They get the Rams at home.
The Rams.
Yeah, Stafford again. You could replay that broken record. Yeah, that's interesting, man.
Yeah, Rams, I think that could be like a Monday night game. That would be a perfect Monday or Sunday night game, right? You know, it's the whole world to see again, to hear the Jared Goff chants and the electric atmosphere. But I would love to play the Chicago Bears because I'm hearing Bears fans like you are saying they're the team to beat. It's Caleb Williams and this elite offense that they got. I would love to beat them very early in the season and kind of quiet them down.
Amen, brother. Follow Mike Kimber, Micro Mike, Chat Sports, YouTube. Look them up. Also look up Lions Nation Unite, Facebook, Twitter, the social networks. It's always fast with you in studio, my man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And go Lions. Can't wait for the season.
Amen, brother. Remember, 24/7, our podcasts are free. Just search The Huge Show where you download your podcast.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app. Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older and in Michigan to play.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now, it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Final segment for this hour on The Huge Show across Michigan. Remember, just search The Huge Show on the iHeart app. You can listen anywhere in the world where you get mobile service. I do have a message from my good friend Matt Golden. He is the CEO and GM of the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. They're less than an hour north of GR, and their food team is putting out a great spread for Mother's Day brunch. If you're looking for a place close to the Grand Rapids, West Michigan metro area, something special for Mother's Day, just go to TullymoreGolf.com. You'll see the phone number where you can book and reserve a table or spot for Mother's Day brunch at the Tullymore Golf Resort. And Tullymore now has both 18s open at Tullymore and St. Ives. Book a stay-and-play package or a tee time at TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com. Tullymore, located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of GR. And my good friend Johnny Brand Sr. wanted me to give a shout-out to anybody listening when it comes to watching golf, the Tigers, NBA, and Stanley Cup playoffs. Stop by your local Brand Steakhouse and Grill. They have 2 happy hours every day, 7 days a week, at all Brand's locations. And you'll find a Brand's in Bay City, Brand's in Caledonia, Brand's in Cascade, Brand's in Holland, Brand's in Wyoming, at 44th and South Division, Johnny Brand's in Granville, and Johnny Brand's on Leonard near 131 in downtown GR. And if you can't make it out to your local Brand's, order up all your Brand's favorites for pickup or delivery. Just go to Brand's.com. That is Brand's.com, and watch all of the big games every day at all Brands Steakhouse and Grills in Michigan for the one close to you. Go to brands.com.
Big, bad, huge.